Part 10, The Greeks, the Maccabees, and the Romans. In a story flashing back to the times of Babylon, the prophet Daniel survives a night in the lion's den by putting his trust in God. Then there's a song, sometimes placed between the testaments, that tells of three of Daniel's friends willing to face the flames rather than bow to King Nebuchadnezzar and his false gods. Later, the Jewish family of Maccabees fights the next oncoming empire, the Greeks. They actually have some success, and the Jews grow into the Hasmonean dynasty, a kingdom even larger than the one in the time of David. But the kings at this time are nothing like David. And what's worse, there aren't even any prophets like there used to be. It's during this prophetic silence that the Greeks can be said to have taken over, not militarily, but culturally, bringing with them philosophical insights like the existence of the soul and of the underworld of torment, but also bringing with them that attractive pantheon of gods like Zeus and Hercules and Apollo and Athena. And without a prophet, the Jewish Hasmoneans become more of a political nation than a holy people that they used to be. And this prompts the formation of four religious factions: the Pharisees, who come from the scribes; the Sadducees, who come from the priests; the Essenes, who are like Jewish monks, if you will; and the Zealots, who are the freedom fighters descended from the Maccabees. But without a prophet to guide them, the Pharisees and Sadducees argue over who has the right to interpret the law of Moses for the people. The Essenes, meanwhile, go off into the desert to pray, and they use the ritual of baptism. And the Zealots, meanwhile, do all the fighting. All of them have in common that they're waiting for the Messiah, that future king in the line of David, promised to them so many times by the prophets. But after the Greeks, the next empire to hit the scene is the biggest and baddest of them all. Yep, the Romans. The Jews get along with them at first, but in 63 BC, they take over and occupy the Jews, setting up Roman procurators and even Jewish puppet kings to govern them. The stage is set, and the fullness of time is reached.
Philosophy said we had a soul.